Today's devotional is based on Amos 6, verses 1 to 14, and it was written by the Reverend Michael Haddix. "Daddy's a liar." My son was only 2, but through his tears, his words were clear. "Daddy's a liar." I was totally taken off guard. 5 minutes earlier, he was a ball of excitement. He'd just finished his Happy Meal as I was double-checking the diaper bag. I wanted to make sure we had everything we needed for his first trip to Kennywood. Now, trudging across the parking lot, he was having a full-blown meltdown. I was confused by the amused look on my wife's face. "Daddy didn't lie," she explained. "We're going to a bigger playground, a better playground." I finally caught on. I had described Kennywood in terms he could understand. I had explained the day to him simply. "Finish your French fries, then we're going to a big playground." What I failed to realize was my son's inability to envision anything other than the indoor play area 10 feet behind us in the fast food restaurant. He heard the promise, but his imagination wouldn't go beyond what he could see. This passage in Amos forces us to consider what would make God's chosen settle for a complacency that leads to their destruction. This isn't just a question aimed at a group of people living thousands of years ago. It's a question relevant for our churches today. I believe we often lack the imagination to picture who God is calling us to be, so we settle for what we can reach for on our own efforts. Our complacency has robbed the church of its vitality and witness. Looking at my son, I realized I couldn't explain where I was taking him. I could only ask, "Can Daddy show you something different?" Through his tears, he simply said yes, letting go of what he saw to follow his dad to something better. Let us pray. Father, forgive us when we look to ourselves before we look to you and complacently settle for less than who you call us to be. In this season of preparation, may we have a faith that goes beyond our understanding, as we live a life rooted in the promises and call of your grace and love. Amen.